This podcast is sponsored by The Ultimate Frame by Andrew M. Semple. Dive into a gripping thriller that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Discover it now at book-author.com.
How slave labor harms big brands and what you can do about it. Explore how slave labor impacts global brands, the role of supply chains, and what consumers can do to support ethical practices in this eye-opening episode. The Hidden Cost: How Slave Labor Shapes Big Brand Names. Hey, have you ever stopped to think about what really goes into the products we buy every day? Like, when you grab a fancy shirt or that latest tech gadget, do you ever wonder about the human cost behind it? Today I want to chat with you about something that's both troubling and eye-opening: the impact of slave labor on major brands. It's a complicated topic, but trust me, it's important to understand. So, slave labor. Yeah, it sounds like a word from the past, but unfortunately, it still exists in many forms around the world today. It's not just about historical atrocities. It's about modern-day exploitation where people, including children, are forced or coerced to work under horrible conditions with little to no pay. The sad truth is that many big-name brands, knowingly or unknowingly, get tangled up in this web. Here's the kicker: the supply chains for many global brands are super complex. We're talking multiple layers from raw materials all the way to the finished product. Cotton fields, mines, factories, sometimes buried beneath layers of wholesalers and subcontractors. Slave labor can be woven into these processes. For example, in industries like fashion, electronics, and even agriculture, forced labor is still tragically common. Now you might be asking, why would a big brand let this happen? Well, the straightforward answer is money. Slave labor offers ultra-cheap labor costs, which means bigger profit margins. It's a sad reality that sometimes corporations prioritize pharmaceutical profits or shareholder interests over ethical considerations. But it's not always as clear-cut as corporations intentionally exploiting humans. Sometimes things slip through the cracks due to lack of oversight or willful ignorance. Even governments sometimes play a murky role here. There are conspiracy theories floating around about government conspiracy in covering these issues up or turning a blind eye, but there's often a lot of bureaucracy and conflicting interests involved. What's clear is this: without rigorous enforcement of labor laws and greater transparency, the problem continues. When brands get exposed, it hurts their reputation badly. Customers today are more aware and vocal about where their stuff comes from, meaning brands caught up in slave labor scandals can face boycotts, bad press, and ultimately financial losses. But here's the hopeful part. There's been a massive push lately for ethical sourcing and fair labor certification programs. Some brands have started to take accountability seriously, investing in audits and building more transparent supply chains. Why does this matter to you? Because as consumers, we hold power. Choosing to support brands that are upfront about their labor practices or opting for sustainably sourced products can create a ripple effect. Plus, educating ourselves about these issues helps us recognize and question untrue allegations or misinformation that sometimes cloud the discussion around corporate ethics. So next time you're shopping, take a moment to think about the journey your product has been on and the hands that made it. It might just change the way you see things. Oh, and speaking of stories about hidden truths and high stakes, if you enjoy thrilling narratives that weave mystery with smart insights, check out The Ultimate Frame, a novel by Andrew M. Semple. It's an engaging read that explores intriguing conspiracies and sharp twists. Definitely worth your time. Discover this thrilling novel by Andrew M. Semple today and get lost in a world that challenges what you think you know.